Hi everyone, I'm your host Paola Castillo. Welcome to Too Girly, where women's issues are for everyone and on anything. According to Mensa.org, in order for members to join the High IQ Society, they must score at or above the 98th percentile on a standard test of intelligence, which is the top 2% of the people who take the test. The score depends on the test that is taken, which could be the Stanford-Binet test, which is a minimum of 132, while the Cattell minimum is 148. In an article written by gifted education specialist Christopher Tybee, MAT, for Psychology Today, he says giftedness can be a double-edged sword because it can create obstacles for a child's school experience. With me today is Vivian Yee. She attends Pierce College and is the associate student government president. She started fall of 2018 at the age of 12 and turned 14 in the first week of November. She's also an actress. She was in DreamWorks' The Boss Baby as Stacy, and it has a recurring role on Disney's Vampirina as Bridget. Hi, Vivian. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, to start off, how has your presidency been going? Because you got elected this semester.
It's been so amazing and humbling, and it's really great. I'm so excited.
Okay. Is it what you were expecting at all?
Well, it's a lot more emails than I thought, you know. But it's about what I expected. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun.
Okay. Is there anything you want to do? Or have been wanting to do as president?
I really want to create a better sense of community at this already wonderful school. There's also, I want to help raise the student health fee. It's basically the student health center it helps students with mental health issues, with checkups. It has psychologists, it has physicians there. And you can get up to 6 sessions basically for free with a student health fee of $7. And that student health fee is not enough to fund the student health center. And if we don't raise this health fee, it might not be here anymore. And I know that like $5 may seem like a lot for a lot of people, and it could be like a make or break. But if not for these $5, then we won't have any health center, and the health center gives like mental health stuff that can, at like a normal physician, it can be up to $300.
Okay, and it's okay. And you said that what we were talking about, that actually students and faculty actually want to raise the health fee.
Yeah. Basically, last semester, the ASO and the general student body voted in support of raising the student health fee.
Okay. So, have you actually done something that you wanted to do as a president? Like something you were like, oh, I want to do this, and then you did it?
Well, we actually put a questions, comments, and concerns envelope up on the ASO door, so that if any student ever has anything that they want to tell us, they could always like slip a paper into that envelope so that we can help better the school.
Okay. So as I mentioned before, you are actually a gifted, I guess, student, because you came in so young. Do you notice a difference in the way people treat you when they find out your age and your situation?
Honestly, I think Pierce College is so accepting and everybody is amazing and supportive. The first day that I came here, I was so nervous. The night before, I was looking through all my clothes, looking for something that would make me look a little more, you know, mature, or thinking of in my mind how to act more older. But after the first day of coming here, I felt so in place, and it was really a sense of community.
Okay. And do you notice people, like, is it something that people find hard to take, I guess, orders from someone who they consider so young? Or do people, like, don't see age and just treat you like the president?
Yeah, I feel like age is really just a number. I don't think anybody treats me any different. I don't think anybody should treat it different if they can just get the job done.
Okay. And so what, from your experience as being someone who's gifted, what have you noticed is the pro and cons when it comes to that?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be blessed with these brains, but I think it really all comes down to hard work. My favorite quote is "Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard," and I think that if anybody works hard and puts their mind to it, they can always achieve what they want.
Okay. And do you, since you know there's like the age difference and then there's also the fact that you're in a college, do you find it hard to like make friends who are like your age or like not your age, or how do you balance that?
Not really, actually. I have a brother who's about the same age. He's 19, so I'm used to having to interact with older or like, but I feel like they're all teenagers too, and they're fun, and they're still basically kids at heart like me.
Okay. That's a nice way to see it. And so what has there been a favorite reaction that someone has had when you've told them, "Oh, like I'm actually 14," or like I was 12,
Well, when I say it, most people will be like, "No way, you're joking." It's like, "Are you serious?" It's like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Wow." And it's always super funny. Like, I'll start cracking up at their faces because it'll be like, "Oh." And I'll be like, "Oh."
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. And what do your parents think about your giftedness and just
My parents are super supportive of everything I do, and they're willing to support me in everything. But I feel like if I ever go a little off track or something, they'll always be like, "Yeah, stay on this. No, you're going the wrong way." Stuff like that. So they're
okay.
not influencing me like a ton, but yeah.
Okay. And so, what are you studying right now at the moment?
I'm a geography major right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I got into geography because, well, I'm interested in medical geography,
Okay.
which is basically like, it's kind of like public health, but you look around the world and you see diseases and cures and yeah, and
Okay.
global patterns.
What made you want to pursue that career?
I took a class with Dr. Finley. He's a professor in the geography department, and I was already a little bit interested in geography, but after that class, I was super interested and intrigued, and I really wanted to pursue it.
Okay. And so with like I guess your situation, people would be like, "Oh my God, that's so amazing. Like it must be cool to skip grades," and your parents wouldn't be so proud. What's something that people don't know about your situation that you wish people would know more about?
I mean, I think it's so amazing that I got the opportunity to be able to do this. It's also a lot of work, and I have to juggle school and work and everything together. So I feel like my age, it's not really that big of an issue. It's more of just juggling everything.
Okay. So apart from being gifted and attending peers and being the ASO president, you also act. Is there, how do you juggle trying to pursue an acting career or that and then ASO presidency and the everything else?
Yeah, so being an actor, my schedule is super irregular. Like, actors, we have to audition at least 5 times to get a role, and most of the time you'll get rejected. I face a ton of rejection. I'll have to get rejected about 100 times before I even get one yes. But juggling it, it's basically I'll be in the car and I'll be like doing my work, and then so the way to the audition, I'll be memorizing my lines for the audition. It'll be like 12 pages. And then on the way back, I'll be like, "Okay, I gotta do my Canvas assignments." Yeah. So it's hard, but it's fun, and I love both, so.
Okay. And would you say that being gifted has helped you memorize things and helped your acting career at all?
I actually feel that acting helped me memorize things. Like,
Okay.
just like jumping right into it and being like, okay, I have to memorize this. And just exercising that memory muscle really helped. And the more that I acted, the more that I was able to memorize it a little bit quicker.
Okay. So you've done mostly, I guess, voice acting roles with The Boss Baby and Vampirina.
Yeah.
Do you want to step outside of voice acting, or is voice acting what you want to do?
I'm open to any acting opportunity. I've done commercials, I've done feature films, I've done on-camera stuff, I've done voice acting stuff, and they're all super amazing. I love voice acting because it's, you can walk down the streets and not get noticed, but then you're still being able to do what you love.
Yeah.
But also, on-camera stuff is amazing because you'll be in front of a camera and you'll be with people and you'll be dressed up and you'll be really, really in the character. So every acting style is really, really fun for me.
Okay. And is there anything coming up for you as it comes to acting, or?
I have a movie coming up called Second Chance for Christmas. It's an on-camera movie, and it's coming out basically on the Christmas week. So
Okay. Tune
in for that.
It'll
be on the Hallmark channel.
Okay, That's cool.
Yeah.
And could you talk to us about maybe something you would want to work on or something you want to reach when it comes to your acting career?
I would love to be a series regular on an on-camera movie or like a show or something and just be a part of that community and everything. That'd be really amazing.
Okay. Could you tell us about your experience working on The Boss Baby and the Vampirina show?
Yeah, when I was working on The Boss Baby, it was actually in a booth very similar to this. There would be an engineer there, and then I'd be doing the lines. Everybody was super amazing. The director was amazing. The producers were amazing. We don't record together, like the actors. We don't record together. We'll record our lines separately, and then the engineers will put the lines together. But I got to go to the Boss Baby premiere, and I got to see Alec Baldwin and Lisa Kudrow and Jimmy Kimmel, and they are all such amazing people and so sweet and wonderful and hardworking, too. In terms of Vampirina, I'm a series regular on that, so I'll be recording basically weekly. We're on our third season right now.
Okay.
And I've been so fortunate to be able to do this.
Okay. And so have you ever had like the feeling of like maybe you don't want to continue the show, or is it just like, no, I love doing this. It doesn't matter where I do it as long as I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's basically that. Like, I don't really care what I'm doing. I want to act and do what I love.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess going back to, the college, how do you deal with, like, the age difference when it comes to your classmates and then you? Do you ever feel like people are, like, watching you or, like, keeping an eye on you?
I would say, yeah, that could probably happen, but, like, if they ever ask for help or anything, I'll help them. If I have to ask for help, they'll help me. So it's a really supportive environment.
Okay. So when it like comes to like your origin, how did you hear about like coming to college and them saying like, oh, you're like this, like you should probably go to higher education?
Well, I was fortunate enough to go to a highly gifted middle school.
Okay.
It was an LAUSD school called Portola Middle School. And I felt like I was really only learning 30% of the time. So I felt that I wanted to push myself a little bit harder. And also, my middle school wasn't really allowing me the flexibility that I needed to do my acting career. So I took a test and tested out of middle school and high school, and now I'm here. I'm at Pierce College, and it's been amazing. It's been so flexible, and the teachers have been really, really supportive of everything that I do, and Yeah, and the curriculum is super amazing too.
Okay. Do you find that it's actually challenging on like your middle school classes that you were taking?
It's definitely much more challenging. It's I love this curriculum, and the way that the professors teach is really amazing. And I also like that they have online classes too, and night classes and stuff like that for all kinds of people who either work in the day or work at night, or they work and they can't go to school in person. So
okay. And do you ever miss like your middle school? Do you ever miss like, oh man, I wish I was back in the other schools or anything?
Not really, because I feel like here I have basically everything I need. I have all my friends are here. I have ASO. I'm able to work. I have amazing professors and staff. And yeah, I don't really miss it that much.
Okay. And do you ever feel like you're moving too fast? Like, do you ever feel like, oh, I'm going to be done and like, I'm going to have like so much time?
Definitely. Yeah. I'll be like, wow, I'm moving so fast. This is crazy. It's all like whizzing by.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, this is such an amazing opportunity for me, and I'm able to do so much more on this path. So yeah.
Do you ever think some people feel intimidated by you?
I try and make it as fun of an atmosphere as possible. I'll always be like joking around, and people will always just like think I'm a complete goofball, which I basically am.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I don't really think anybody feels intimidated by me. If they do, I try not to, so I'm sorry if anybody felt intimidated by me. It's like, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, and so when it comes to your presidency, how did you hear about the position opening, and like, did you want to be a president?
So I heard about ASO my first year at Pierce College. I went to the orientation day, which is Go Days, and ASO had a presentation, and I saw that everybody was so amazing, and there was such a good sense of community. I really wanted to join ASO, so I applied to be a senator, and thanks to Dean Astorga and Dr. Conradi Wong and the previous executive board, they gave me the chance to be a part of ASO. So I served as a senator my first year, and then also during my second year, which is right now. And then when the opportunity came up to be president, I ran.
Okay. And so do you ever find it difficult for like some activities to do? Because I know that maybe having friends who are in college, you know, you might be like, oh, I could go out with them, or wait, I actually can't. Do you ever find it's hard to do that?
I mean, I'll definitely, like, sometimes I'll have, like, you know, like a 24-page paper due tomorrow, and I'll be like, no, I can't hang out with you guys,
yeah.
And it'll be really sad, but, like, then the next week I won't have anything, and then I'll go hang out with them the whole day or something like that. So, I mean, school is school, and fun is fun, so... Yeah.
And like you said, age is just the number when it comes to school and when it comes to doing all this. Do you ever forget that you're younger than everybody else?
I do. I forget it a lot. And I feel like they forget it a lot, too, because I'll be like, wait, I'm 14. And I'll be like, wait, you guys aren't 14? And it'll be really awkward. But yeah, but I'll forget. And I feel like nobody really thinks about it that much. And if it ever does come up, it comes up for like 5 seconds, and then we move on.
Okay. And so, is there anything you want to do with the major you're pursuing? Like, is there anything you want to hope to accomplish in the future?
I would want to be a medical geographer. So that'd be looking around the world at diseases and trying to find cures, and looking at like basically how the environment interacts, how people interact with the environment, and how that may affect their conditions or their health or anything like that. I think geography is also such a broad major, and it's not just mapping like most people know. It's also there's oceanography under it, there's biology under it, there's geology under it, there's all of these different disciplines under geography. So I feel like with a geography major, you can do so much with it.
Okay. And is there like a cause that you want to hopefully advocate or like better?
Well, I was born with a really, really bad case of eczema. So I had it all over my face and my neck and my arms and my legs and everything. So I would scratch until I'd basically like bleed. And I also, I feel like there was a Aliso Canyon gas leak in 2015, and my eczema got a million times worse during that time. So I was like, wow, maybe environment really has something to do with health conditions. So I want to really research that, and hopefully eczema would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And being, I guess, going back to the gifted, like, I feel like a lot of people would think, oh, like, she probably has it, like, really easy, you know, like, she probably, you know, everything comes so easy to her, like, she could probably figure out a math, no problem, like, math problem. So it's like, is there actually something that you find difficult to do, or something, or what is that comes, like?
Well, I suck at math, like, I'm terrible at math, but also, like, you have to build the foundations of every course that you do. Like, for example, you can't do English 102 without doing English 101, you know? Or there's a certain sequence to math, and I feel like skipping the grades, I was not able to get that as much. Mm. But I feel like I did, like, Khan Academy and stuff to try and, like, cram it in and learn it all. And it's been a little bit rough, but it's been fun, and yeah.
Okay. So you would say math is not your strong suit?
No, not at all. Not at all.
What is your strong suit?
I like the applied sciences.
Okay.
Which is like geography, geology, psychology, all of that stuff. Which is funny because that falls under, you know, like STEM, which is math. So yeah, I have a very weird brain. Yeah.
Okay. And what about English and the other subjects?
English, I don't really find a problem with it. It's just I have to write a lot of papers, okay. Which is a lot. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, is there anything that, like, I guess, like, anything that you would want to tell even college students, like, oh, do this study hack or something, and that could help them?
For my studying, I will do, I'll, like, rewrite all of my notes, like, 100 times. Like, my notes will look terrible, like, mm-hmm. literally terrible. It'll be writing all over. But, like, just writing it down and getting it in your head and memorizing it, like, it really, really helps. Okay. So that's what's gotten me through.
Okay. Yeah. So, Vivian, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
You can find Vivian in the ASO offices at the Library and Learning Crossroads building right across from the food court, or you can email her at asop@piercecollege.edu. Thank you again, and this is Paula Castillo for KPCRadio.com.